There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
The doctor, Rashid Batar, is in. The question is, does he have a bad attitude today like I do? Or is he just here to just lighten the load and spread the vitamin L? Dr. Batar, welcome, my friend.
Robert, I always have a great attitude. I am Mr. Attitude.
you do. People tell me all the time, that Dr. Batar, he has some attitude. Well, listen.
No, I think that actually based upon the preliminary review that we just had right a couple minutes ago about what we're going to cover today's show, I think that it is time to have an attitude about some of this stuff.
Yeah, no, this deserves some attitude, really. Suzanne Humphreys is a friend of the show. We've had her on before. She's got a phenomenal new book, if you haven't read it, called Dissolving Illusions, Disease, Vaccines, and the Forgotten History. She's right now in New Zealand, from what I understand. We're working to get her on. I almost had her on for tonight, but it's tomorrow already there. But there's this vaccine impact that published this article. Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, MD, vaccine strain of measles virus found in measles outbreaks. And, you know, we've been saying and questioning the official story, as we always do, about the whole Disneyland outbreak. How do they know definitively it was caused by an unvaccinated individual, much less that the unvaccinated were the ones spreading it? I mean, there are some serious questions here, Dr. Batar.
Yeah, I totally agree, and it's interesting that it's automatically assumed that it's an unvaccinated child that's carrying it, but I think that this article that Dr. Humphreys discusses regarding the three different studies now that have been done, where the last one that was done somewhere in Europe, was it Croatia, was it?
Yeah, I think there was a Croatian study listed here.
Right. That the researchers were surprised to find that the individual that had this measles outbreak had actually had a history of being vaccinated for the measles vaccine only a few weeks prior and showed up positive for the specific strain of measles, not the wild type, but the specific strain of measles that was, I think it's called the Schwartz strain or whatever it was for the vaccine, specific to the vaccine, meaning the only way that the person could have acquired those measles based upon that title that was done was from the actual vaccine itself, which is something that in her review she said that the researchers were surprised to have found that. Well, here's the thing. This is not an isolated study. There are other studies that have been done, and she actually references a couple of them, where cases of an individual acquiring measles from the attenuated virus that was injected into them as part of the vaccine. And this is actually not just isolated to measles. This is actually true with many different types of vaccinations where the attenuated virus, and it, by the way, maybe we should clarify what attenuated means.
Yeah, absolutely, because we don't want to assume anything. And by the way, this gives new meaning to the term or the phrase, may the Schwartz be with you. Are you familiar with that phrase, may the Schwartz be with you?
Yes.
You do remember that. Remember Mel Brooks, Spaceballs?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, who knew years later that would be something that could be quite dangerous?
Exactly.
But the attenuated virus scenario, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a virus that is not Superman ready to go and replicate, but a little bit viable. They're trying to say we've weakened it enough so that we can introduce it to you, and it's not likely it'll take hold and replicate.
Exactly. An attenuated virus is exactly that. They've pretty much brought it, rendered it supposedly non-virulent anymore, but it's enough that the DNA material or the adduct material is sufficient to mount the allergenicity aspect that we want in a vaccination. Yet it's not supposed to be detrimental to the individual. However, it is still an attenuated virus, meaning we don't really know to the level that they took it down to. You know, you may think that it's almost dead, but then it resurrects. You know, maybe it got some holy water or something in it.
It becomes functional also in the terrain it's given. Could it be that some of these children, much less adults that are vaccinated, that are in a weakened state, that would allow it somehow to activate, reactivate, and then suddenly function as if it were a regular wild measles strain, even though it's not that, because they're identifying this specific form?
Well, that's exactly right, Robert. But here's my contention has always been somewhat different. Here's my issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to give an attenuated virus, which is fine. I mean, it makes sense. If you're going to give somebody something that's going to create that allergenicity component so that the body now sees it in a state of hypervigilance, if you will, and so that now the body responds to the hypervigilant state by creating the antibody, so that, God forbid, if you are truly exposed later on in life to something where it's not where it's not attenuated, where it's actually full blown, then the body has the ability to, because it has a memory now, it has the ability to mount that immune response that it needs. Well, that all makes sense. That's exactly how it should work. So I don't really even have an issue so much with the attenuated virus aspect. What I have an issue with that if you're giving somebody an attenuated virus with the thought of increasing the immune response, mm-hmm. then why give it in conjunction with material that is, by definition, immunosuppressive, i.e. aluminum, nickel, formaldehyde, mercury, et cetera, et cetera? It makes no sense. If the whole premise here is that mm-hmm. we're going to give somebody something to increase their immune response, then let's look at logic. Give it with something that's going to increase the immune response, not decrease the immune response, and let's give it to an immune system that is intact and able to actually do it, i.e. after the first two,
respond
three, four,
appropriately.
Months of life, as opposed to the first day on the planet when the immune system is still dependent on all species on the mother's milk. You know, there's certain species that if they don't get colostrum in the next first 24 to 36 hours, they're going to die.
Right.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, remind everybody that you also raise animals, many animals, and you've witnessed this and you know this to be factual. Of course, in the veterinary journals, they know it as well. You're not just exaggerating for effect. This is a real issue. And as I think you were about to say, that humans are weird because we're the only species that somehow survives, even if we don't get that initial colostrum.
That's exactly right. As far as I know, we're the only species. And I can tell you that if you can get colostrum, you can get the, even if it's not the same species colostrum, even if, like what we'll do with some of our cows, we'll actually take the colostrum off them and feed it just in case, or some of the other animals in case the mother isn't able to make sufficient milk the first 24 to 36 hours. But that initial colostrum, if they don't get that, I don't care what you do, the animal is going to die. And the vets will tell you, there's no point even trying to save the animal because it's not going to make it. They need to get that colostrum in the first 24 to 36 hours. Once that window has passed and they actually get the colostrum and they survive that first 24 to 36 hours, virtually, they can pretty much pull through anything.
It's extraordinary that, innate immunity, the immunity from mom, if you will, the maternal antibodies, et cetera, and all of these things about the immune system seemingly so complex and beautiful, yet so violated in the first 2 years of life by arrogant medical man. And in this case, we talk about an attenuated virus that they throw in the measles, the MMR, and then they throw in all these other adjuncts, if you will, some to preserve the thing, some probably to keep the virus in an attenuated state, some things also to hyper-aggravate, if you will, like aluminum and other adjuncts that are adjuvants, they say, that are designed to maybe trigger a hyperimmune response so they can hopefully take that antigen and convert it to an antibody. But all of these things disrupt the normal flow of how they would normally interact with these things in the real world.
They are messing with a system that was designed by the infinite, all-wise creator, and they're mucking around with it in a way that absolutely defies any semblance of logic, to me at least.
Yeah.
Because if you want to give an individual an attenuated virus with the thought of increasing the immune system, and then give it at a time, you know, they can use these excuses and say, well, we're using the adjuvants to increase the allergenicity aspect, to create the hyperimmune response, something that's going to elicit that greater cascade. But then if that's true, if that's truly what you want to do, then why would you give it on the first day of life? Because they can't. You can take a bazooka and shoot that immune system. It's not going to do anything because it's incapable of doing what they're expecting to do. It's all based upon the maternal IgM antibodies. It's all IgM-based immune system at that point. It's not the individual's immune system. It's not the infant's immune system. See, Robert, here's the other thing that really gets me, and mm-hmm. this is something that I have no idea why, but if you look at the human species, compared the humans to any other species, you know, we're the only animal that drinks milk cross species, right? And there's no problem with that. I've heard people say, oh, well, the humans shouldn't drink cow's milk. There's no problem with drinking cow's milk. It's not the cow's milk that's any problem. It's what we do to the cow's milk that's the problem. What we feed the cows is the problem, et cetera, et cetera. What we inject the cows with, et cetera. The issue that I have is that if you look at the human system, is able to tolerate so much more. We just talked about colostrum, for example. Humans don't need to consume that colostrum and they can still survive. So we, as a species, have pretty much defied everything. We've taken over the planet. We have defied all the other species that are confined or constrained by these things like colostrum. We've overcome all these things, and yet you're telling me that we have evolved throughout the ages and been able to do all this stuff, but now all of a sudden, in the last 20, 30 years on man's historical existence on this planet for at least 10,000 years, depending on whether you believe in Adam and Eve created everything or whether you believe in the evolutionary path, which is, tens of millions of years ago. Regardless of whichever one, at the very least 10,000 years we've been on this planet, and of course I believe it's more like 10 million years or 50 million years or whatever, but the point is, how could on the last 20 or 30 or 40 years suddenly make it necessary that we must get these vaccines or we're going to end up having problems?
Right. Well, and more than that, they keep adding more, and then they keep, they go to the CDC and beg the CDC to be put on the official childhood list, because at that point, then they're entered into the absolved of all responsibility for harm that they cause, including death. It's very interesting that each new one suddenly becomes the one we have to be on, and we wonder, how was it that we were never on it before and we're still here? Asking the questions that are much too pertinent, much too on the point, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, well, I guess if there isn't a word for asking questions that irritate the hell out of the opposition, then I guess you and I and Dom
we get the prize. All right. Woo! All right, stick around. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Advanced Medicine. Remember, if you missed an episode with Dr. Bitar, easiest way to get it, medicalrewind.com. Also available through our syndicator, GCN, of course, and Natural News Radio, Epic Times, all around the world. And we're going to come back, talk more about the measles MMR controversy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Dunn.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you wanted him to talk about it, and he is. Dr. Roger Bittar is talking about the measles, Disneyland. I would almost, I hesitate, but I don't, to call it a false flag event. I'm not saying that people aren't suffering from some kind of eruptive disease. But is it because of non-vaccinated individuals? And is it really a crisis that has people going just bonkers over removing exemptions from everybody? Because 120 people in a nation of 320-plus million, there's some cases of measles. And then again, what about the diagnoses of autism or children into the autism spectrum? 120 a year? Are you nuts? What did somebody from, was it one of the major institutions predicted that one in two, half of all children by 2025 will be diagnosed somewhere in the autism spectrum? And you're telling me the measles outbreak in this way is even a blip on the radar screen?
Yeah, it's just, again, it defies all logic. It fosters their scaring people, the fear-mongering that goes on, and, of course, the downplaying of the autism, calling it a genetic disorder. Of course, we all know anybody with the one brain cell that's functioning in their brain knows that there's no such thing as a genetic epidemic that takes place over a 20 to 25 year life, a span of years. It's just impossible. That's not how it works. And they're covering up things. And I think more and more of the population is becoming, aware of this. I read a statistic recently that 87% of Americans try to eat healthy. Whether they do or not, we don't know, but at least they try. They have an interest in trying to eat healthy. And I don't remember, something like 55% or 60%, I can't remember the exact number, of Americans try to do some exercise. I guess the key word, the operative word there is try. So they attempt to do some type of exercise. Whether they're successful at it on a regular basis, that may be a different point. But I think that the issue is that if people are trying to do the right thing, they're trying to exercise, they're trying to eat healthy, they do have an interest in trying to maintain good health. And anybody that has any desire to maintain good health must be aware, must be made aware, and it's their right to know that when you take a vaccine, your chances of being able to maintain good health or even reasonable health in the way the vaccines are being administered right now, you are exponentially decreasing your chances of the of your ability to maintain good health.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, this reminds me, too, Dr. Batar, back in, what, 98 or so, when Dr. Andrew Wakefield published his observations about the iatrogenic enterocolitis following vaccination for MMR. And by the way, he never initially said anything about that the vaccine definitely caused the autism, just to remind you what was going on back then. And now they've pilloried him as for all the wrong reasons, you know, not even anything remotely resembling what would be legitimate. But he did find, interestingly enough, the measles strain specific to the vaccine into the guts that were damaged and inflamed post-MMR vaccine, also then connecting to autism.
Yeah, and remember that when we opened today's show, I said that this is not the first or second study that's been published that's actually shown the attenuated virus of the specific strain that's contained within the vaccine to actually be established as the cause of the outbreak of the disease. And when I read the article from Dr. Humphreys, and she said that researchers were shocked to see the specific strain of measles, the Schwartz strain, being the culprit in this particular case, I actually laughed at that, because why are researchers shocked by this when it's not new news? It's something that, I mean, I'm not in the research field, and yet I'm painfully aware of this existence going back 20 years or more. I mean, in medical school, we were taught that often you'll end up seeing the side effects of vaccinations. I mean, this was 20, 25 years ago now. The side effects of vaccinations is you have to be careful because the attenuated virus can cause an eruption of the exact infectious process that you're trying to prevent. So if that's something that we were taught 25 years ago in medical school, that's part and parcel. Now why is it all of a sudden, you know, against religion to talk about it? You know, it brings up this thing about medicine being religious, the religiosity aspect that you talked about before, Robert.
Well, clearly. I mean, they have a dogma. The heart of the medical dogma at this point is the sacrament being vaccination. And, you know, the fact that they say it's unquestionable, the science is settled, you hear this over and over again, tells you that it's very questionable. And if you're not questioning it, you're not using the last brain cell you may still have functioning because of the previous vaccinations you had been given. All right. Advanced Medicine continues. MedicalRewind.com. Of course, RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up, including to Dr. Batar's international best-selling book. If you're new and you haven't gotten it, get it. It's phenomenal. It's called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It's really worth it. It'll save your life.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, the flu went up, then it went back down. Seemed like it's out of the news cycle. The measles, the MMR, the Disneyland story, it went up, sort of going down, but, you know, it's not gone yet because they're continuing to push this idea that we've got to mandate, we've got to eliminate exemptions, we've got to destroy freedom. The last vestige of medical freedom in America has to be overrun because of the fear of the measles, which may be, in fact, being spread by those who are vaccinated, in fact. That's kind of the heart of our discussion here with Dr. Bitar. And, you know, we've had controversy. We're talking off the air about this. A number of healthcare professionals over the years have called us, written to us about, what do I do? The hospital says I have to get the flu shot, for instance, and the mandates. And I'm saying, we were having a little discussion, spirited discussion about, you know, they're going to have to keep logically expanding the mandates to more and more adults, right? You see them going after the healthcare workers and the care facilities, the hospitals. How long until they go after the teachers and the administrators in public schools and then private schools? And how long till they go to the fast food and the high-end restaurants and say all of the waiters, all of the cooks, anybody dealing with the public, everybody now has to be caught up on booster shots? I think it's going to cause them to lose even more of the people that they have support of at this point. The more they realize, wait, you mean I got to get 8 to 10 shots with mercury? I think not.
Yeah, I agree with you, Robert. I agree with you, but I do believe that, in my opinion, that if the healthcare providers who have a better understanding of what the implications are behind getting all these shots, that mm-hmm. would have been the greatest opposition. That's what I would have thought. Perhaps you're right about the educational side. I don't see that being as big of a obstacle as the healthcare profession was. And I think that in the healthcare profession, we have seen some people rise up. But again, the issue is people are afraid of losing their jobs, like you had mentioned to me off the air. And you're right. Mm-hmm. And I think from the public healthcare sector, being one extreme, but then you go into the private healthcare sector, and that's a different issue. Now you start talking about public education. You know, these people, I don't think they make enough money. There's not enough money in them for them to be really be forced into getting these vaccines. So perhaps you're right. Perhaps those people say, listen, I don't get paid enough to have you tell me how many, taking 10 boosters. Perhaps you're right.
We realize that not everybody is as aware of the dangers, but I think a lot more people are learning about it because of the controversy blown up by the measles thing. I think, again, I predicted this, that it would backfire on those who thought everybody would go lockstep and demand it. Even though the media firestorm, it appeared everybody except a few crazy, kooky parents and one or two doctors that they just yelled and screamed at, would now fall in line and say, we must eliminate all exemptions. And they're not stopping the attempt to eliminate or make it harder to exempt. But even WebMD admits that in a survey they did that there is support, a lot more support than they thought, for the ability of a parent to say no on religious and or personal reasons or grounds, we're not going to vaccinate our children.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's going to be interesting how this all plays out. But I do believe that it is backfiring, like you said. And I think as more and more industries are brought in, like you mentioned off the air about the next one perhaps being the food care industry, the restaurant businesses, and then those people that are in employment in that industry, and then where it goes from there. Well, they're gonna try to rope in more and more, and we'll see how it all plays out. But I think at some point there will be there will be some type of opposition that's created.
Sure. Well, let's check in with Princess Leia and see what she has to say.
The more you tighten your grip, Tuck, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
You can always rely on Princess Leia to get us out of this jam.
I couldn't even hear what it said. Could you repeat that? I'm sure there were other people that probably didn't hear it either.
All right, let's give a listen. Yeah, listen to what Princess Leia has to say. It has a lot to do with what's going on here.
The more you tighten your grip, Tuck, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
So the more you tighten your grip, the more star systems will slip through your fingers. I mean, that's the thing here. The more they squeeze on the people to try and force them to accept these mandates, the more that will be squozing right out. And that's the law of reversed effort. The harder they try, the more they obfuscate, they make opaque. If they had come forward and came clean and said, these are problems we had, they would have felt there was some level of honesty and integrity still in the system and trusted it when they said something. Now more and more people just don't believe a word that's being said.
Yep, and for good reason. I think the people know that their trust has been violated, and therefore more and more people are now starting to question that blind faith that they had. And I think it's about time that people start questioning it, and I think then more people, there are even more people that need to start questioning it that haven't started questioning it yet. Mm. But I think that, unfortunately, there are so many individuals in our nation, they're complacent, not because they don't have an interest in their children's well-being or their own well-being. It's because life gets in the way. They're in different industries. They don't have time to think about this. They're, paying their taxes and earning their money and taking care of the babysitters and looking forward to the weekend and, getting the yard work done and blah, 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 blah. And life mm-hmm. gets in the way. And so they don't get to really look at this and see this until it hits home. And then oftentimes it's too late. But hopefully if we can create that awareness. And that's why I'm with you every Monday evening, right?
Yeah, well, we're putting the word out, and people are digging it as they should, and then helping others to dig it, too. Welcome, everybody, all our new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Every Monday, we start off with Dr. Batar. We do advanced medicine. Hey, do you remember this back from 1999 or so? Merck made a hit list. The pharmaceutical company Merck made a hit list to destroy, neutralize, or discredit dissenting doctors. Merck made a hit list of doctors who criticized Vioxx, according to testimony in a Vioxx class action case in Australia. And, you know, when you were attacked, it was like, where was this all coming from? There wasn't even a legitimate person that was harmed in any way. And we've seen this so many times with doctors who are attacked by the medical boards, anonymous complaints. They're completely trumped up. And it could lead back to something like this, a Merck-created hit list.
Well, according to Tim Bolin, and you know who Tim Bolin is, right?
Yeah, BolinReport.com, a good friend. He's been a health freedom warrior for years.
Right. According to Tim Bolin, about 10 years ago, Tim told me about this list, and he laughed about it, and he said that he knew where that, and I don't know whether it was a Merck list or whether it was some list, but it was pharmaceutical companies that identified the 12 doctors that they wanted to discredit at all cost. And he laughed about it when he told me about this, and I said, "What's so funny?" He said, "Because you're the youngest one on that list, and you're like number 6 or number 7." and I remember immediately when he said that, having a intense sense of pride. I don't know why.
Yeah, you know, so, if you're not getting flack, you're not over the target. And clearly, you were hitting the target big time. And of course, for those of you who are new to the show or new to Dr. Batar, again, we're growing every week here. Dr. Batar initially became interested in so many of the things that he's become expert in and that we talk about because his own son was harmed by a vaccine into what's been called the autism spectrum. And rather than accepting a dire prognosis and no recovery, you said, not happening. This is my son, and I'm going to do whatever it takes. And what you found was so shocking for the pharmaceutical executives, much less the entire paradigm, that they had to target you back.
Well, Robert, let's also keep, you know, I know this is semantic, but I don't like that word expert, so I don't like to, in fact...
I hesitated to use it for that reason, believe me. It wasn't the word I wanted to use.
Well, you know what I said about it in the first chapter of the book, so...
Oh, yeah.
I think that we have a lot to learn still, and I always get a little worried when somebody says, well, you're the world's expert in such and such, because I think, well, if I'm the world's expert, then I don't know jack about it, and I'm still trying to figure it out.
That's big trouble. Big trouble. But, yeah, I mean, let's just say you've immersed yourself in a topic and you've learned a lot. And, again, another reason why we get along so well is because as smart as I perceive you to be, your smarts also resonate because you don't hang your hat and say, it's done, it's over, I've got nothing left to learn.
Well, if that ever happens, in my belief system, when we hang our hat up and say that there's nothing left to learn, that's the time the Creator says, okay, time to come back home, and life ends. And I see a lot more learning to do and a lot more information to gather to figure this out. But I also know that many of the lessons that we need to adhere to, lessons that we need to open our eyes and ears and heart to, they are universally registered, regardless of religion, creed, language, you know, geographical boundaries. They appeal to our raw cognitive ability, our own intellect will, you know, resonate. I'm trying to come up with a more educated way of talking about the BS meter, because I think last week or 2 weeks ago we actually said what the BS was. I'm trying to
you
be a little
said
more
it, not me. That. Every week we got to have, get ready with the button, Matt. Dr. Batar's on. You never know when he spells it out.
I try not to. I try to refrain. But you know, we all have that meter, and we all know what's true and what's not true. It resonates with us. Truth resonates with us. And I think that more and more, when we search for the truth and our heart is open, regardless of where that truth leads us. I think the problem is that a lot of people, they want the truth, but they only want the truth if it's going down the path that is least resistance. But as soon as they encounter resistance, as soon as they see that they're supervisor is going to tell them to shut up, don't talk about this, or it's going to cause a rift in their family or whatever the case may be. As soon as that path shows some resistance, people then want to move back and they want to stick their head in the sand. And more people are now starting to realize, and for good reason, hey, this is my child. I don't care what the resistance is. I'm going to move into it. And that's what you're about. That's what I'm about. That's what many of our listeners are about. That's what I think the planet as a whole is, you know, drifting towards now. It's starting to pick up speed, and that's the universal consciousness that we've talked about many times.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've told my wife if I ever hang my hat and say there's nothing more to learn, you have permission to slap me upside the head and wake me up. So not that I'm into violence, but I think at that point I deserve it, right? And so many people out there deserve it, even though I'm not arguing for violence. But the things that they're doing out of fear, out of ignorance, out of arrogance, perhaps deserves some level of a wake-up call, perhaps an ice bucket on their head, or a bucket of ice or something. We're going to talk about the secret to longevity when we come back to wrap up with Dr. Bitar here on Advanced Medicine. How does a 115-year-old woman become 115 years old? What's her secret? Let's find out. In Europe, of all places, we'll ask and we'll comment with Dr. Rasha Bitar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine. Check it out, Medical Rewind.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, we never can cover all the stories we want, but that's why I have to do the 6 days a week, and we're grateful that Dr. Batar can stop by for a little bit each week as well. And if the weather holds, I'll be up in Asheville, North Carolina, speaking on gut health at Earth Fair Westgate Wednesday, 6 o'clock. Also this coming weekend, Naples, Florida, which will be a lot more temperate for a health freedom event, thanks to Food and Thought in Naples, Florida. I wish you would be down there for that one, Dr. Batar. We can get some vitamin D flowing in. Because
well, Naples
in the
would be nice right now. As I speak to you, it is snowing and sleeting here in Charlotte.
Wow. Yeah, it's supposed to be like 0 degrees tomorrow or the next day. It's going to be crazy cold, and I have to be passing through Charlotte doing some events real quick. Hopefully I can say hi as I'm sliding by on the ice, maybe. We'll see how it goes.
Well, if it's going to be zero here, which I didn't know it was supposed to be that low. I was thinking I was told around 18. I don't think we've ever had zero here. But if that is the case, then which way you are heading, it's going to be a heck of a lot colder.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, it's going to be in the teens for sure and on down. Who knows what will actually happen, but man, oh man, I've got to bundle up. I've got to find, I can't even buy a coat that would work for there because you're in Florida. They don't sell coats like that, so we'll see. Let's see, there's a great article by Mike Adams called I Miss America. I Miss America, and it's a really good one. Great points. I think you'll like that one, Dr. Batar. I Miss America, too. And he lays out all the things that are gone based on what has happened, the fear of viruses and all of the things abandoning liberty. But we're going to take a real quick trip over to Europe right now and ask about the idea of longevity, because there's a story here of a 115-year-old woman. 115 years old, she's still alive in Europe, and they ask her, what's your secret? And she says this, raw eggs and single living. Raw eggs and single living. Emma Moreno said she stayed single after her first marriage ended in 1938 because she didn't want to be dominated by anyone. I'm guessing that she did not go to see the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Well, I would have to go with the raw egg aspect. I think the eggs are the perfect food in nature, if you think about it.
They're superfood, aren't
everything's
they?
Everything's contained. I'm sorry?
It's a superfood, is it not?
Yeah, I think that it could be classified as a superfood, but if you think about it, within this shell is all the nutrients that are necessary to create life. and you've got everything there that you need, right? The whole thing. I mean, at one moment it's nothing, and the next moment it's a chick, and it's got all that nutrients in there. I think eggs have been demonized in Western society. I know that many of the so-called alternative cancer nutritional recommendations are to abstain from eggs and abstain from dairy. And, you know, I have my patients eat raw, organic, range-fed eggs. They don't have to eat them raw, but I recommend that they definitely be range-fed and they definitely be organic. But, you know, I eat two eggs almost religiously every day. And all the stuff about cholesterol and triglycerides and fats and this and that, I just don't buy into it.
Dr. Batari, there's a nutritional panel at the government that finally backs this up and made a recommendation to drop the whole hysteria over eggs, for instance, or cholesterol-laden foods that they, as we've said for years, they really don't impact on cholesterol levels at all, honestly, from an external to an internal point. He said, stop with the egg white omelets. Eat the whole egg. And I was even on Jerry Doyle's show, a mainstream media show type, revealing that. And, again, it's another reason why, you know, we're 10, 20, 30 years ahead, but it's not. We're just covering the stuff that we know is factual. It's just that the media and the other corporate interests that want to sell you garbage drugs or chemically laden foods, they want you to believe these lies.
Yeah, because they're vested in them for whatever reason. And I totally wholeheartedly agree with you, Robert. I think eggs are a superfood. I think everybody should consume them. I think that nobody needs to worry about the aspect of cholesterol. For the record, my cholesterol is, you know, over 1,000 triglycerides. I eat eggs. I exercise. I don't do anything else. I'm not on a statin drug. And, you know, we can go on and on. But the point is that eggs are good for you. Just make sure you get the eggs that are organic and that...
Yeah, grow your chickens in the backyard and get them out there. Feed them some good organic things. Hey, listen, we're out of time. I don't know how we got there. The other thing the 115-year-old lady said, she wanted to remain single because she didn't want to be dominated. So if you're in a relationship, I'm not telling you to get out of it, but maybe not be in one that you're dominated, unless that's what you want to do in the movies. That's a whole other story. Dr. Batari, my friend, thanks for revealing the advanced medicine that we get to reveal together.
Absolutely, Robert. Thank you for having me every week.
Yep, this is it. The reminder, till tomorrow, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.